Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up. And I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 29th day of December, 2017. So this will be our last broadcast in 2017. Wow. God, looking at that calendar, it just don't seem possible. Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029. And hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 45 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just cold winter. It's cold. That's what winter does. Can't wait till it's gone. But nonetheless, it's here. Deal with it. Alrighty then. Well, we're going to have a kind of a common theme with all the articles today. It's about the invasion force coming to take every goddamn thing we have. And we're going to start out with Bowling Green manufacturer fills jobs with training and translators for immigrants. And prepare to be outraged. And we'll get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Bowling Green manufacturer fills jobs with training and translators for immigrants. This is from WKYU-FM. It was sent in by Ruth for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And I mean, if they tell you they're going to do something, expect the exact opposite. Man, Trump is going to clean all the foreigners out of this country, and it was going to be us, belong to us Americans again, wasn't it? You talk about duplicity, about backstabbing, lying, dirty, cheating, scumbags, sons of bitches. And, you know, we find out that he had his Polish workers for $4 an hour, and I believe he thinks all of his internationalist billionaire buddies in this country got to have, you know, that $4 an hour labor. And, man, we're going to look at this, and we're going to see what's missing from this article as they're trying to sell us on this horse doo-doo. South Central Kentucky is expected to have 22,000 open jobs in the next 5 years. That's going to, because you know what? They're going to start manufacturing our natural resources here with the slave labor brought here. That's going to intensify the current shortage of workers in the state, an issue that's facing the entire country. Man, we just don't have no working people. You know, 100 million of our people living in tent cities, and, you know, these are people with college educations. They got, you know, degrees. These were people that were in tops of their fields, but, man, they're just, Some, for some reason, they don't want to work for $5 an hour and starve to death on food stamps. I can't figure it out. One Warren County company saw refugees arriving at the International Center in Bowling Green as the way to get ahead of the competition for quality employees. There ain't no, you know, we built the 19th, 20th, and 21st century, but man, we got to have foreigners to, I mean, it's like, you know, they were saying they had to have the Mexicans up in Washington because only Mexicans can pick apples. I mean, the bullshit that they're trying to cram down our throats right now, and I'll tell you what, you people out there that are still working, you better wake up and you better get nasty about this. At Trace Die Cast, this is goddamn, this is manufacturing people. Here they are. This is who's going to come in and run the manufacturing in this country. The third worlders that are going to run the third world manufacturing in the United States, made in the USA by people from around the world. At Trace Diecast in Warren County, the machines are humming. The company manufactures aluminum castings for the automotive industry, mainly engine and transmission components. Now, this should be a top job, man. This should be somebody doing this today. I mean, let's be realistic about it. Should be making $30 an hour. The whole everybody in the plant should be. This is you know, that's barely over a living wage for what they're, you know, what that dollar's actually worth. But I'm telling you what, man, these foreigners will come in. Well, I don't have to tell the people listening to this. Quality control team leader Mohammed Jawed is expecting some of the parts. Is inspecting some of the parts. Excuse me. Gauging. We have to gauge every single part to make sure nothing is bent. It means the part's no good. Oh, you mean a bent part in a transmission won't work? Who would have? No American could have figured that out. 29-year-old Jawed is from Afghanistan and got a special immigrant visa because he worked as a translator for the U.S. Armed Forces. Not, you mean the United Nations thug forces over there in Afghanistan? I speak Persian, Pashto, Farsi, Urdu, and English, said Jawed. That gives him the ability to translate. Now listen where this is going. For employees from many countries, including, I mean, people... This is such an outrage that I can't even tell you. You know, you got Trump there. You know, during his campaign, he was talking about how what a phony farce lie that 4.2 unemployment rate was. And there's 100 million people out of work, but now that just disappeared, didn't it? Now that he's in the position of power, now you're going to see. See, he don't want these. Well, we've got enough farm workers is what the deal is here. You people that still have manufacturing jobs, like working in a, you know, die casting and shit like that, your jobs are coming up next. And but the thing is, it isn't that you can't do the jobs. It's just that you won't do it for a slave goddamn wage in your own goddamn country using your own goddamn resources. They're going to take your resources. They're going to bring in the outside labor. And you know what? You can just starve to death, or you can go out there and you can beg with the rest of them. You can go out there and work for $4 an hour and lick the feet of the son of a bitch oppressing you, or else you can starve to death. That's just where this is headed. I speak Persian. That gives him the ability to translate for employees from countries including Afghanistan, Iran, India, Pakistan. One of those employees is Naveed Kashif, a die-cast machine operator from Pakistan who speaks Urdu. The United States brought him to Bowling Green. As they said, Bowling Green is a very economic, this is what it says. This is why it's, you know, I didn't really screw up. It is a very economic place, whatever the hell that means, to stay. You can afford to pay for everything and good job opportunities, said Jawed, translating for Kashif. You people want to give up this country? Because these bastards will come and take it from you if you just sit there and let them. The opportunities for immigrants are also opportunities for businesses, and that's what it's going to be. Businesses and immigrants, the people who own this country, you can just get the hell out. It never belonged to you. This is what our forefathers saw. That's why they gave us the power in this country that has been usurped from us. For businesses, Trace Die Cast President Chris Guthrie, who should be, somebody should find out where that son of a bitch lives and go and do whatever you have to do to eliminate this dirty, low-down son of a bitch. Who is, I mean, they don't give a shit about you. It's me. You know, I got the money. I've got the connections. I'm a good Mason, so I'm going to have a business. And you can either work for me like that Pakistani over there, or you can just die, American national. Chris Guthrie, and I'd find out where that son of a bitch lived. What are you people doing? You're going to let this shit happen? Your forefathers wouldn't. Your grandfathers sure as hell wouldn't let this shit happen. There'd have been, they'd been finding these son of a bitches in dumpsters a long time ago. Guthrie said that the company decided about 15 years ago to look at the, to the great businesses of America as a model. Yeah, a model. And all you got to do is replace the workforce with goddamn slave wages. And hell, man, what a great deal for you. Take my resources and have some slave son of a bitch and manufacture them in your factory. You get everything. Well, yeah, that sounds like a real good deal for you, Mason son of a bitch. The General Motors and the Fords and the GEs, you know, they brought in immigrants and they had great. You see how they're trying to sell this shit? 100 million of our people out of goddamn work. And this is we, this is how we're just like, you know what? We talk about us being invisible and this is what they've tried to do. They've tried to sweep 100 million of our people under the goddamn carpet. We don't have that 100 million people here no more. What we got is we don't have nobody to work these jobs. You know, the 100 million people put out of work, and well, no, them Americans can't even consider them. They're over there swept under the rug. You stay under that rug, and boy, you'll die under that goddamn rug. Man, I'll tell you, think about what our grandfathers were doing. Think about the scabs who tried to come in when the unions were striking. I'm billy clubs, pistols, people killing and dying. They fought for their goddamn right to live. These people today, oh, I'll just go live in my car. Working a job and paying taxes and living in my car because that's what that goddamn Pakistani's willing to do. That's what I got to do here in my country. Ford, you know, they brought in immigrants and they had great internal programs to train and to also apprenticeship programs. And they did bring in immigrants from Ireland and, you know, from Europe and what might have you. And those people, when they finally got down to where they were living, like, I mean, look at the coal miners, the company store, the company script. This is what these son of a bitch and robber barons want. And this is what Donald Trump is. This is what you people bought into when you deadheads went out and voted. Of course. Yeah, they can bring in more immigrants. They're unskilled, but goddamn, they don't cost nothing. And we can train them. You've already developed the technology, your taxes, your minds created everything that's going to be used. But hey, you step aside. We can get somebody to do this for $4 an hour. And that's what really they want, people. A starved to death wage, not to mention the people that are still American nationals that are making decent money. You're going to pay to subsidize that $4. Like the people working at McDonald's, because you're going to pay for those people's food through the EBT program. You're going to pay for their housing through the Section 8 program. You're going to pay for to subsidize this labor force, this foreign labor force that has come here and eking out your goddamn substance. Go ahead. Sorry.
The lady that lives in the car, that Pakistani's living in her house.
Oh, you goddamn right. Exactly correct, brother. That's it. I mean, am I missing something here? I can't believe that our people have just stooped to this level. I mean, they just told you, you're nothing. A group of son of a bitches got together and they gave each other all our shit. And then they're sitting there, you guys are nothing. You don't have anything. Oh, okay. Okay. What a weak people. And he's right. That Pakistani is living in her house. And then, I mean, that's what drives me. But you know, the Pakistanis, they'll live 20 of them into one apartment. So you got 20 of them working subsidized jobs, you know, and the people that are making, I guarantee you probably that lady living in that car is subsidizing the wages. That Pakistani has her house on a Section 8 voucher and she's paying for that goddamn apartment for the son of a bitch that's going to take her job next week. What do you want to bet? Well, how in the hell can people know this is going on and just sit there and let it happen? Like I said, our grandfathers, they would have been out there with goddamn billy clubs and pistols, and they would have been fighting these bastards. These guys, robber barons. They're trying to, I mean, it's just like this idea. Yeah, Trump, he's just another guy down the street. No, he's a goddamn robber baron. He wants to come here and enslave your ass. He wants to build huge mountains of wealth on your sweat. And you get a goddamn bowl of rice until you're up to the age where you're no good to him anymore. And then you get a bullet in the head. Or you get euthanized. That'd be your release from this goddamn misery that these bastards are creating. And the fact that people are, I'm just watching it. Yeah, it's happening. Man, what can you do about it? Well, you can shoot the son of a bitches. That's what you can do about it. That's what your grandfathers would have done about it. They wouldn't let some goddamn shiploads and plane loads and train loads and bus loads of people pour over the border and take their goddamn jobs, they'd have been shooting by now. Long time ago, believe me. Look at your history. What happened? Did they put something in the water that made everybody just a passive piece of shit?
Yep,
I think you're so we started doing the same thing and really worked with the local refugee center. They would not have stood for this. Their own people out in goddamn tents and stuff, and they're pumping refugees in here or calling them refugees. See, they had to call them refugees. So I talked about this before. I want a Somali workforce for $2 an hour. Oh, well, okay, we'll put them together. Oh, yeah, we got 200 refugees here. Yeah, you've got the place for them over here. Yeah, but just call them refugees. I mean, goddamn, how stupid are we supposed to be? Don't answer that. Refugee center to incorporate new immigrants from Africa, where they were from the Middle East, they were from South America and Central America. Guthrie says training immigrants is an obvious way to confront the national shortage of workers. Why are those 100 million of our people out of work? Because the son of a bitch is, you had a guy, right now, well, this is what's happening. You had a guy, you know, in 2008, he was in the top of his field doing die casting. The man was making $30 an hour. He had worked there all his life, so he had, you know, he had a retirement coming. He had health insurance, and of course, he had to have that $30 an hour wage because he had to pay taxes. He had to pay into the Social Security system. And now, he's, you know, in 2008, we had this oops-a-daisy thing that happened, and we had to give trillions of dollars to rich people, and all the companies are gone. It's all gone, guys. So go back there. Get under that rug. Let me get under that rug. And now that same goddamn plant's here, and here comes the $4 foreign son of a bitch that's going to take your goddamn, that took that goddamn wealth. And this is taking the wealth of our country away from us. This is taking our country away from us. You try to convince yourself that this pissant at this plant, what the hell was his name that nobody knows where he lives yet? Where was it? I lost it here. Like I said, somebody needs to know where this son of a bitch lives. These son of a bitches should be getting the shit beat out of them every time that they step out on the goddamn street. They should be afraid to walk our goddamn streets. These pimp whore motherfuckers, okay? Guthrie says training immigrants is an obvious way to confront the national shortage of workers. There's not a shortage of workers. There's a shortage of the way it should work here, people. You kick everybody out of this goddamn country that wasn't born here. Everybody that's come with fraud as an act of fraud, get them out of this country. Now, if you want to run a business here and tap into our immense resources, you're going to pay the Americans here. You're going to pay them a middle class, upper middle class goddamn wage because that's their share of this goddamn country. You rip up pissant son of a bitches. And nobody comes in. Don't tell me. No. What it is, if you remove all of these goddamn illegals out of here, then they would have to pay an American a goddamn living wage. This is what this whole son of a bitchin' thing's been since clear back to Reagan. It has been about removing the living wage and replacing the goddamn workforce, because that's when they told you were just a workforce. No, I own this country, you son of a bitch. Those raw resources that you're manufacturing belong to me. And you don't get a manufacturer. I mean, but hey. You know what? We're going to have to take this country back and have control of this shit, or how are you going to stop it? Guthrie's, okay. Shortage of workers. In the last 2 years, as it has become really challenging to find people to do industrial work for $4 an hour. You could offer those jobs back to the very same people that you took them from. I mean, but then again, you'd owe those people their goddamn pensions and shit. This is what they did in 2008. Everybody's pension gone. Everything they'd worked all those years, all the people that lost their homes, lost their businesses, lost every goddamn thing. A lot of them just put a bullet in their own head. Lost everything. See, them jobs are still there now. That job's there. Woo, it popped up out of nowhere. There it is again. But what you do is you're supposed to walk back over there to that American national whose resources you are manufacturing and say, oh, here's your job. Oh, no, that wasn't the idea now, was it? The idea was to replace that worker you were paying $30 an hour that you owed a pension for because he'd been working there for 30 years, that you owed the health care for, that had paid into the Social Security all of his life. You were supposed to give him that job back, right? Mm-mm. Job's still there. Just you can't do it anymore because you're an American national and you don't work for goddamn slave wage. You're not a slave. Well, then what do I do here? Well, you're just shit out of luck, buddy. You better learn how to be a slave, I reckon. I bet you that guy that has all that experience, if he would just get some shoe polish and put it on his fucking face and go back over to the goddamn plant and speak in a language they can. Well, yeah, you can do that job again. Oh, goddamn, look how good he is at that. It's like he's been doing it all his life. Hey, $4 an hour, boy, we scored on that one. Hey, how much are we making there, Charlie? Goddamn, the pile's getting bigger and bigger. We got goddamn slave labor now. This is what we talked about when they went to this world economy. It's no different than back in the war of northern aggression. You got slave, you're competing with slave labor from around the world. If you open your borders, the only way you cannot compete with slave labor is to close the goddamn borders. The only way that our natural resources are manufactured are by American nationals. You have to be an American national or you don't manufacture. You don't work in this goddamn country. And I guarantee you, these big business, well, we don't come over there. Good, don't come over here and tap the baddest ass pile of resources on the planet. Go somewhere else. Why weren't you there already? Well, that's right, because we have all the goddamn wealth and resources here. The only thing missing was your goddamn slave labor. Why don't you go move your shit over to China and tap into their massive resources? Well, that's right. They don't have any. That's how come their people could be brought to slave labor. Because they own nothing. No, this is the ruby. I mean, the queen diamond of goddamn resources. The only God, if you could just come into that country where them people own all that shit and get them to give it to you and work for you at a slave labor, at a slave wage, a manufacturing, what a good deal for you. This is the arrogance of these fucking pricks. And people are just standing here watching the shit happen, like I've said 100 times. Our grandfathers would have been killing these motherfuckers by now. Those son of a bitchin' refugees would be afraid to go to work. Because the goddamn plant would burn down. That's how it was back then. That's how they protected themselves from these robber barons. And that's what Trump is. And to death to all you son of a bitches that went out there and accommodated this shit. With your vote. Oh, I'm going to go vote. Because I'm a fucking retard. And I don't know any other word in the goddamn English language. But vote, vote, I got to vote. God, I hate you. A recent report by the Bowling Green Area Chamber of Commerce shows there is 6,400 vacant jobs in 10 counties. And I guarantee you they're not, you go back and you look when this son of a bitch was running before 2008, they were, the same places were there and they were paying people $30 an hour to work. Now they're paying them probably about $7-$8 an hour, people, to be honest about it. You go and check it. You see, that's not what they're talking, they're going to tell you here. They're going to tell you all these goddamn, man, there's a million jobs open. Well, what's the way? I mean, you know, you're going to look for work. You're going, well, what are they paying? Well, they only pay $5 an hour, but there's a million jobs out there for you. If you get off your lazy ass, American National, and get out there and work for $5 an hour, which won't even pay for your goddamn food and your board. If you'll do that, I mean, if you Americans would just get to where you'd all live in a big barn, you know, families of you, 40 or 50 of you, you could afford that barn. It belongs to us people. We're being stolen from. Commerce shows 6,400 vacant jobs in 10 counties of South Central Kentucky. That, I mean, I'm telling you what, the back in my grandfather's day, they'd have burned the goddamn capital down with them dirty son of a bitches in it. I kid you not. They had balls. U.S. Department of Labor data shows there are more than 6 million vacant positions nationwide. And how much do them big jobs pay? Because this is goddamn casting. This is no bullshit job. This is one of them jobs I guess Americans just didn't want to do. Remember when they were selling that goddamn load of horse shit? Well, these are just jobs Americans don't want to do. Now it's your goddamn manufacturing. Pakistanis and your manufacturing people, you want to starve to death and want your children and grandchildren to starve to death, just keep letting this happen. Just keep that goddamn spine of yours wherever you keep it rather than up your back. Guthrie says, Trace Diecast created programs to deal with issues like safety and efficiency that can rise because of language barriers. See, I mean, so we said, hey, let's start internal programs to meet the challenge of modern workforce. It's not a modern workforce. A foreign workforce is being brought in here, people. Modern. That's modern is when you bring in slave labor. I mean, it used to be they had to ship it over, your shit over to China. They had to steal your resources and actually cart them over to China. And we said this all along. What they're trying to eliminate here is having to cart your shit, your goddamn stolen resources over to China to have it manufactured. They want a slave force right here. Hey, you know what? The Americans aren't going to become a slave force. Well, hell, we'll just import one. They ain't going to stop us. Look at this. Look what we've done already. These people have no souls. They sure as hell have no balls. We can do anything we want here. Look it. We're doing it. So we started hiring people who were bilingual or even can speak four or five languages because you're going to, you know, you might want a workforce over here from Bangladesh and one over here from China. You got to get some Mandarin Chinese speaking there so you speak to that Chinese overlord. And you, American, when you finally get there, when you're finally starved down till you understand, if I got to go work for $4, I got to go hungry. Then you better learn how to kowtow in Mandarin Chinese because that's what you're overseer is going to be speaking as our countries merge, as the United States is merged with communist China. And they can really do a lot of internal training as well as supplement that with digital pictures. Another employee who speaks several languages is 22-year-old Ahmed Ibrahim. Another good old Irish name. Well, I speak Somali, Arabic, English, and Swahili. Ibrahim says he translates for employees several times every day. I have to sit down with them and explain all the equipment, all the supplies they need. I have to break it down for them. These are all coming on visas. This is the reason they want them. They work them for $4 an hour, people. Trump did it. This is why they put their boy Trump in there. And goddamn, I spit on you people that fell for that goddamn stupid shit. We were here telling you every inch of the way. I hope you fucking suffer for this, you bastards. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then there if you get a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Back and let it do what it do. purple from down in the south. And that old stuff your uncle smokes will give you cotton mouth. Homegrown is healthy, synthetic can kill you. My all-time favorite, redheads and familiar. That old wacky tobacco, when you feel it creeping up on you. That old wacky tobacco, kick back and let it do what it do. I'll let it do.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1235 Pacific Time, and that was Toby Keith with Wacky Tobacky. And I mean, that's all everybody here is just kicking back and getting stoned and watching their goddamn country be taken. You wake up, you want some of them goddamn Fritos. You wake up and you can't get no Fritos unless you go work for $4 an hour, you dumbass. Trump sends fewer Mexicans home despite deportation talk. And boy, it was just talk, wasn't it? It was just campaign rhetoric. You dumbasses. From Bloomberg, sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, President Donald Trump sent 26% fewer Mexicans back home this year through November than Barack Obama did in the same time period back in 2016. They were pouring in here then. Despite vows to crack down on illegal immigration, Mexican government data shows about 152,000 Mexican nationals were repatriated from the United States between January and November, and they were back the next day, by the way, right into San Francisco. You know, the sanctuary cities, according to data from Mexico, Mexico's Interior Ministry, that were first reported by Molino newspaper, that compares with just under 205,000 in the first 11 months of 2016. Trump, who took office January 20th, has vowed to expel potentially millions. No, he said what he said. Well, we could. I don't want to do that to Charlie today. What he said was every one of them was going. Remember, every single one of them had to leave that lying piece of shit. How did you people fall for that? I mean, why didn't goddamn Mitt Romney just come out and just say the same shit? Oh, that's right. He wasn't a reality show host. And you just believe because, I mean, just like you believe in that WFW wrestling shit. And that's what we're seeing. And that's what we're seeing, people. He also ended, at least temporarily, Obama-era protections against deportations of people who were brought to the United States illegally as children. No, he didn't. He extended it to March. And they're not going any goddamn where because they're going to take the goddamn jobs in this country. That's the slave force that him and his buddies have. That's their agenda that they put together when they decided to play this goddamn. I'm just thinking about him sitting at a table. You can't do that. No way. They wouldn't believe this. Oh, they'll believe in. They're the stupid. Like, man, let's legalize some marijuana across the thing here and make it think that, you know, everything's just going groovy. Everybody can get high. And when they come off it, man, hey, they'll be slaves too. Legally as children, officials of at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement pointed to their statistics when asked for comment. An ICE report of data through early October showed that removals of Mexican nationals were down, but administrative arrests of all immigrants were up 30% in fiscal year 2017. It's because they're arresting them and putting them back across the border. They're just goddamn numbers. I mean, there's only 3.9% unemployment in this country. We're past full employment. We got to pump some people in here. There's no choice. The 100 million illegals here already aren't enough. We need more people. We need to get this visa program and all these refugees who want your jobs. It concludes that the decrease in removal numbers overall compared to fiscal year 2016 was primarily due to about 17% fewer migrants apprehended at the border. I mean, they don't have to. I mean, this is what he's, the game he's playing. They don't, well, you don't have to, they'll give you a visa. You don't have to cross the border illegally. Hey, instead of playing this game where they come across and you give them the money and everything, you go out there, they want people ready to go to work right now in the factories they're going to build because they're going to suck this country completely frickin' dry. And then when you get up to protest about it, when the people finally wake up enough, you're going to be out goddamn numbered. And I'll tell you what, these third worlders, they're going to fight you in your own goddamn country. It's my country. You've already heard it. Waving that Mexican flag, it's a mar. This ain't your country. Get ready for it, people. They're building a fucking army here to take care of your ass because you're too fucking dumb to stop it while you outnumber them still. 17% fewer migrants apprehended at the border. For Mexicans who enter illegally, effective tools like expedited removal have led to increased deterrence. No, they're not being deterred. They're being brought in. Oh, you don't have to enter illegally. Just say, I'm a refugee. Oh, come on in. Do you need a job? Yes, well, we have a job for you. We just got rid of another American national yesterday. You can take his place for $4 an hour, which has impacted entry levels. Tyler O. Holton, acting press secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, said in an email response to questions, the Mexican government defines repatriation as an administrative measure dictated by migration officials through which a foreign person is returned to their country or origin. I mean, bullshit. A little sniffy pile of bullshit there. Study. Likely 1.8 million migrants entered the U.S. in 2016 from Breitbart, sent in by Katie. For discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com, there were likely 1.8 million illegal and legal migrants who entered the United States in 2016. A new analysis from the Center of Immigration Studies reveals how many until they have you completely outnumbered. And they just say, you know, fuck you. We'll put guns in their hands. They'll fight for their jobs. You son of a bitches won't. A study by research. And then once they get that slave population in here and get you completely removed from the equation, then the communists can come in and say, slave, you can get six. You should be making $6 an hour. Join us communists. We'll get you $6 an hour. And then, boy, communism, we'll vote that communist, right? They'll have the numbers then. Well, what about you can't have communism? We got rid of that a long time ago. A study.
Hey,
of,
Henry?
Yes, sir.
You know, like companies like 3M, for example, they have agencies inside Mexico that actually hire inside Mexican border,
mm-hmm.
and then put them on a plane and fly them across. They don't even they have to go through the bullshit of crossing. They fly across to go right to the job, and then the employer hands them a package, the visa, the cash, the car, everything, man. It's all automated.
The only thing that's kept us from being social communist with the rest of the world and being actual people with that can own property, where are those borders? And that goddamn piece of shit, Trump, that lying, dirty dog bastard. Oh, your borders. Look what I've been reading here just so far. You really think that he's done something here, people? I mean, if you're a goddamn corporate son of a bitch who just got 86% of $3.2 trillion for the sale of Alaska to the Chinese, this is great for you. They'll put you on TV. Yeah, I think it's great. Trump, he's doing a real good job. The rest of you had better, I ain't going to tell you to wake up no more. You deserve it. The rest of us don't deserve it who have fought it every inch of the way, but by God, you deserve it. You deserve to want your children with bloated bellies with flies flying on their fucking eyes because you're a worthless piece of shit.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Henry, it's been a long time. Listener. Long time listener, and I'm just throwing this out there. I just want to throw it out there. John Cowell from Ewing, New Jersey. And I just want to say Happy New Year, and, you know, I hope everything, we don't care about I hope everything is going fine with your family. We just got out a little bit early. I know you educate us all about everything that goes on, and I appreciate, and that's all I want to say, on a closing mark at the end of the year, that I appreciate your show every day, man. Even though it's cut short now, it's 1 hour. It used to be two because you had, whatever. So, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on with that. I guess it's done. I don't know if you talk with him anymore.
No.
Who's the other?
John.
The guy that lives.
J.D.
John. J.D. JD, and I'm sorry that that didn't, I was hoping it would work out. Anyway, I just wanted to chime in, you know, at the end of the year. I know you're on a rant, and I know we think about and contemplate everything that goes on, and I know your direction that you're going on, and I know your direction that your audience goes on, and I appreciate Misty and all the other cast of characters that you have on your website. And, you know, and just another blurb out, somebody else out there who listens to you religiously every day and shares your information and understands it. And so I want you to know you're doing a good job, fantastic job, and doing good arguments with people that I don't want to say battle you or don't understand you. So I'm going to just cut out now, and I just want to say thank you for what all you do. I mean, and I mean that from my heart. So happy new year, okay, for you and all of your family and all the listeners.
Well, I sure appreciate the kind words, but I'll tell you right now, there's no such thing as happy new year. What's going on in this country? I mean, how many more new years is there going to be? You look at what we've been talking about here today. This is the end. I mean, this is the bullet in the back of the head, and they're stepping up and doing it boldly. Because they're meeting no resistance. Like I said, our grandfather, I'm going to tell you people, whether you believe it or not, I don't know what family, kind of families you come from, but my family, two generations ago, I mean, my dad, even that generation, if they would have tried this shit, the fellow who went to hire these bastards, his house would have burned down with him and his family in it. You're talking about just killing me, destroying my life. I'm going to destroy your life back. This is what would have been going on. They wouldn't have stood for this. And the fact that it's just, it's got to the point where, you know, they're laying out articles like this. There's 6 million jobs in this country. But there's no mention of the fact that they're $4 an hour jobs and they're for goddamn foreigners. Reminds me of, like, you know, one of their first recessions back in the 80s. I was down in Florida trying to find work. And there were, I mean, I picked oranges and, you know, doing anything I could to get some work. And, you know, I go down to where you get employment, you know, and they got job at $15 an hour for cane cutters. Okay, you know, I'm healthy. I was young, man. I was only 21, 22 years old. So I'll go cut some cane, shit, man, $15 an hour. That would save me. Oh, you can't do that. That's reserved for Haitian refugees. Only Haitian refugees can cut that cane for $15 an hour. I saw it then. And I see that's what's going on today. I'm telling you people, you better fight or you lose everything. You will see your children in the streets like they did in Germany. You will see them laying there like Cambodians with their bellies swelled, with flies buzzing their open eyes as they can't close because they're not getting nutrition. You think they won't do it? You're a goddamn fool. Between 2011 and 2015, foreign nationals arriving in the United States from some of the most dangerous regions in the world dramatically increased. For example, in that time period, Central American arrivals to the United States increased 132%, while the Middle East and South Asia, including countries like Pakistan and Bangladesh, arrivals to the U.S. increased 52%. How long do you think this can go on before they've taken us? Before it's no longer a question of if, but it's happened already? Before it's a fait accompli? How many, I mean, you people are out there, you're dreading a fight because, you know, it's a big, bad, nasty thing. It's getting bigger and badder and nastier every day. These people are going to be shooting at you because them $4 jobs, they'll kill you for them. They'll kill you for them jobs. And you're sitting there, well, you know, I just got to wait it out. You know, you keep waiting. See what happens. Mexico, though, continues to be the foreign nation where the largest share of illegal and legal migrants to the United States arrive from, with researchers saying 190,000 Mexican nationals entered the United States in 2015, with a likelihood of about 216,000 Mexican nationals arriving in 2016. The study comes as Americans continue having to grapple with an increasing foreign-born population that puts America's workers and middle class at a disadvantage as low-skilled foreign nationals dominate the migration. $4 an hour is a lot to them third-worlders people. And if they'll let them come in here and work for $4 an hour, by God, they're going to do it. And you will, that'll be the standard. $4 an hour. Are you ready for it? You people that are still working in the tech jobs, are you ready to work for $4 an hour? The process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized immigrants can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the United States with them, makes up more than 70% of the legal migration. So when they're talking up here about legal migration, no, that's just one of the son of a bitches getting rude and bringing their family, their grandma, their grandpa. And when they bring grandpa here, by the way, grandpa's 65 years old, but he got in on chain migration. He gets that Social Security. Yeah, they're going to give him a Social Security check, never paid a nickel into it, but he's got rights and you don't.
They work for half that price in prison.
You bet they do, brother. And hey, that's where the people, ones of us that stand up and try to do something about this, that's what they got cut out for us. You can go work for a whacking hut for $1.25 a day. With every two new immigrants. Am I missing something here?
No, you're perfect.
With every two immigrants to the United States bringing about seven foreign relatives with them. As Breitbart News reported, 10 years of unlimited chain migration to the United States has exceeded 2 years of all American births, with roughly 9.3 million foreign nationals. They're not being counted in that. I mean, tell me there ain't 100 million of them here, and I'll eat my hat if you can show me they're not. I see it, and I know you people see it. Nationals coming to the United States solely for family reunifications. You guys can reunite down at the factory. See, you're going to bring the whole family down here to work at the factory and displace that American national who owns the goddamn country. Why do you think they want to be here? It's our resources, people. Right now, at the ports, these foreign ports that they put... Oh God, what the founders would have thought of that.
Yes, you always develop that well. It is perfect, what you're saying. It is perfect, yes. It's theft.
Well, hell yes, it's theft. If it doesn't belong, I mean, that's what it blew me away when I was really getting into this, is people, you know, who does this country belongs to? The government? What? I mean, my God, people, I mean, you got to consider, you know, your average college student out on the goddamn beach down there in Daytona on their summer break, they go down there and ask them questions, and they think that, Abraham Lincoln was during the Second World War. They don't have a goddamn clue of who they are or what belongs to them. I know who I am.
Henry,
I know.
There are
go ahead.
People in the United States that raise their kids the way that you raised your kids.
And I know.
We don't all go, at least I don't. And, we don't do the whole, there's no vacation. There's no nothing. There's no nothing. It's day-to-day living. It's paycheck to paycheck.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The way we roll. And so don't think, I don't want you to put out there that, like, all of life is about Hollywood and Malibu and all this BS. There are hardcore freaking people all over the place.
75% of the population.
JP was right. He was a little bit north of me, man, and I would have loved to. I wanted to meet him at a diner.
Yeah.
You know, just like you wanted to meet. You got your trucker friends and all that kind of stuff. I listen to you every day. I know. And whatever. I'm going to shut up.
I'm going to tell you. You're right. But you're right. And it's 75. Right. There's only 25% of the people that are participating in this voting and acquiescing to this bullshit. But the other 75%, it's like, well, if you can't vote and you can't become a part of a political party, they ain't going to create a political party to stop this. Well, there's nothing we can do. I'll tell you what our grandfathers would have done. It wouldn't have been this national shit in Washington. We can't do nothing about Washington D.C. Fuck Washington, D.C. The son of a bitch down the street, he just hired a bunch of illegals. I mean, a bunch of foreigners. His house burned down last night. I guess that's sending a fucking message. Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
The reason why this is all taking place is because America is made up of cowards and shirkers.
Yep. Well, it is kind of that way, too. But the thing is, the 75% that aren't a part of that voting block, the people that are acquiescing to this thing, they are the people that have been starved down. The people who have been advanced that still have money, because you break it down till power comes down to money, then the people they advance are the dumbasses. They advance people who, I'll just take care of my own self here, and I don't care what happens. That Bill of Rights, I don't want to talk about it if you just keep giving me my six-pack and my TV at the end of the day.
Well, I want to say something about them cowards and shirkers.
Get on them.
They will get down with the man, and they will kick in your door.
Oh, yes.
And work right with the administrative state while they ain't got a daggone backbone to get down themselves. and protect their own thing. It goes to like a mob mentality, basically.
Yep. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely correct. I mean, it's like I've said before. You know what we're looking at here? These people will not stand for their livelihood, for their lives. But if that government, you know, they passed a draft and said, you're going to go overseas and you're going to fight. That same person who will not stand and fight today would get on a ship, go over to another country and charge a goddamn machine gun nest because he was told to. That's what blows me away. And be called a hero for it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know, in the deep south where a lot of these meatpacking plants and whatnot, what they're doing is they're addicting everybody on all the young people on opioids, and so now they go into the meatpacking plant and they apply for a job and they fail the drug test, and so that gives them the reason to hire the illegal alien.
I hear you.
And this is what's going on, man. I mean, it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, just right down the line.
Well, the thing was, see, Americans for the longest time, in the first place, they can't legally piss test us. You know, it comes down to, I'm sorry, the government tells you, but that employer, he wants to have
the
that piss test.
They have the right. They do it.
No, they don't have the right. No, they don't have the right. That is an illegal search. That is a violation of the 4th Article, my Bill of Rights. Now, you can say, well, they're a private company. They can do it. Well, you know what? I'm the son of a bitch, me, that issues that license. No, you're not going to have a license to operate here and tap into my resources if you're going to think you're piss testing me, that you're going to treat me as something below you, you son of a bitch. Did you get that?
Well, you know, that goes to the whole thing, Henry, it goes to contract, man.
Yep.
People have contracted their
but they
their
can't.
Sovereign capacity right down the toilet, man.
No contract, yeah, but see, that's what we talk about the 9th article. No contract can exist that removes a right, because that contract depends on the count. First, it depends on the county where it was registered. That county depends on the state where it's registered. That state was chartered under the Constitution. The 9th article says that no power can be created through the Constitution that violates a right, and that violates the 4th article. That contract ain't worth the paper it's written on.
You have no argument there from me there, but what they're standing behind is the administrative state mechanism they've established, which is a de facto corporate entity.
A corporate aristocracy is exactly what it is, and it ain't going to fly.
Yeah.
This is the bottom line is we fight for that Bill of Rights. That 9th article says these powers can't exist. You can't, as a corporation, you just can't goddamn do it. The whole idea of the incorporation was to make sure the people weren't being ripped off, not to create an entity that could violate our rights at will, that could say, well, if you want to work, you got to sign this contract giving up your rights. Well, you know what? I just pulled your license, you son of a bitch. You can't have a license. If you want a license in this country, you're going
to
follow the law.
That's where we need to go.
Oh yeah,
you'll find that language spoken of. You know, I know how you feel about some of the judges, but a Supreme Court case, it's Henkel versus Hale, where it describes the creature of the state, the corporate entity. You know, and they only exist because we allow them to charter under our law. But you know, when they're outside the law. You're supposed to pull their slip, man.
Well, if we had our common law courts and our common law authority, which is our Bill of Rights, the guy who thinks he's going to put it in a contract, that you're going to pee in a bottle, that you're going to give up any right, you see, he's a corporation. That's okay. I go over there, he's John D., CEO of this corporation. I go over there and I grab John D. Citizen. I drag his ass straight into that common law court and say, you tried to use some kind of corporate fiction to take this right away from me. Jury, I want his business. I want everything he owns. Okay, because he'll do it to you. Jury says that. He just lost everything. I guess that ain't going to happen no more, huh?
Well, you know, and it really, that's what happens. See, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the organic laws of our land, you know, they are not self
enforcing. We have to do it. I'm sorry, guys, but we're at the top of the hour. I'm sorry, I got to cut you off right there because.
All right,
okay, take care. I appreciate everybody coming up. It was a good conversation.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy as it can be. A happy war new year. How about that? How about let's clean the shit out
let's
in 2018?
Let's kick some ass, yeah.
All right. That'll work. Anyways, guys, stay tuned. We have Spike Timmons with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming up right behind us. And we'll see you back here Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, be forceful. I mean, what the hell you got to lose? You should at least be knocking the piss out of people by now. And like I said, these people who are facilitating this, these people who would hire people from other countries to take your shit from you, man, they should be treated like a unwanted redheaded stepchild. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!